This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Took my dog to the vet last night. A couple of shots and a checkup. My family's contribution to the more than $70 billion the American Pet Products Association figures we are going to spend on our pets this year. Something like $30 billion of that total is going to be on food. And as KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports now from Kansas City, we ain't just talking puppy chow.
Ruby, come here.
Welcome to Sarah Brock's home in suburban Kansas City, where she and her two-year-old are showing off the skills of their dog, Ruby.
Beg. Beg. Oh, that was speak. Let's try it again.
Ruby is a six-year-old mutt, part Shar Pei, part Lab, and maybe a little German Shepherd. Brock and her husband have two children, but they had Ruby first and call her their fur child, which was a little hard to explain to Sarah's dad.
And he thought I was talking about a real baby at first. I go, no, Dad, our fur child. She's our baby.
About half of us view our pets as our children or our best friends, which is very sweet and a little sad, I think.
Lynn Dornblasser is laughing because she admits that she falls into that camp about her own cats. Dornblasser is Director of Innovation and Insight for Mintel, a market research firm. She found that pet owners are buying the kind of food that they seek for themselves, products with labels claiming they're free of preservatives and high in protein.
You see companies talking about meat as the first ingredient, or only whole grains, or showing pictures of the kinds of meat and the fruits and the vegetables that are in that product.
During the last decade, demand for this premium pet food boosted sales dramatically. Nielsen, the consumer research company, reports that annual household spending on pet food increased 36% from 2007 through 2017. A large part of that, the prices. So here at my local grocery store, I'm looking at a can of Purina Alpo, the old school dog food, 85 cents. Right next to it is the Purina brand called Beyond, grain-free chicken and sweet potato recipe made with real chicken. It's $1.85, so that's a dollar more for the premium pet food.
We've seen more of a shift away from ingredients that consumers don't understand very well. So that means words that sound like scary chemicals.
Steve Akins is with Watt Global Media, which focuses on the animal food industry. I talked to him at a pet food showcase in Manhattan, Kansas recently. He says this high-end pet food trend is called
humanization, treating them as a member of the family. And it's really a member of the family that can't speak for themselves. And so we humanize what we think are their responses or the way they're thinking.
Back at Sarah Brock's home, Ruby has a lineup of treats. First thing in the morning, she gets a dental bone. Later in the day, it's more indulgent. Ruby loves whipped cream out of an aerosol can.
Ruby, speak.
As more of us feed our pets like humans, Fido and Fluffy might also be susceptible to one of our problems. The Association for Pet Obesity Prevention says an estimated 60% of cats and 56% of dogs are overweight in the U.S. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.